Blog Talk Radio.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Boko Yang Hamishi. It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81, and again it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ram Nazeha Al Habetit La Asaf Hanimu Lelohim Uze Havu Lelohe Yaakov Su Zemwa Utneto Kino Naim Enave Tiku Vahore Shofa Bakese Reyo Hage Ki Kuf La Yisrael Ku Mishpot L'Elohe Yaakov Edut Bihoset Sam Bezit Alweet Mizraim Sofat Lo Yadati Eshma Hasivoki Misavel Shiku Kape Midu Tavona Badawa, Kawata, Vahalvi, Yu, Vasutra, Vaam, Ehan, Alme, Mbiva, Sela, Shema, Ame, Veeda, Ba, Yizreel, Im, Tishmale, Logiye, Vu, El, Za, Dilo, Tishka Havi, Leel Neha, Anoke, Yahava, Elohe, Hamaal, Neewe, Midraim, Hachetu, Vaamale, Veloshama, Ami, Lakole, Vizayel, Lo avale. Va a chercher Bishweli, Leba, Yoko, Bimoa Zote. Lou, Ame, Somea, Li, Israel, Birwake, Yahaleko. Kima, Oeve, Apnea, Vai, Zoe, Ashir, Yadik. Mazane, Yahava, Yata Hashulo, Vihe, Ita, Lolan. Vaya Akile, Mihale, Hita, Umizo, Devash, Azbeo.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel, and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. My people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of them. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock should I have satisfied,
Yes. Here. The Thursday podcast, Zion, the Zion Upper Room of Zion podcast, right here in the upper room. Evening psalm right there. Evening psalm here for this Thursday. Yes, I.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of Zion, what they be on? Distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Rise, lay it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, kept the Maui Halas Selassie, the first will reign. The opening of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering, it's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Yes, yes, yes. So here we are counting the third Shavua complete right here. Here we have this 31st sabbatical study, the Shabbat Strong Amor. I'd like to touch on some of the basics of it as we're coming up soon here to the TJIF and the Shabbat Eve and the Shabbat, and here fulfilling this third Shavua of the seven Sabbaths to count complete to the harvest. So the theme right here is harvest, the harvest time, the harvest scene, the irritical spiritual harvest based on, of course, the first things are the earthly types, the next things are the spiritual types. Gonna ride up right here. Don Carlos, the day of harvest here in the counting of the Omer, the counting of the wheat, in the natural, the physical type, in the land, spiritual, the second of the two truths, counting I and I growth in the word. Yes, I, that word, even that word of truth.
Separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Thou shalt clean out the bad weeds, yeah. And separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Woe be unto those that say they have Israel, and they are not. Woe be unto those that say they do, and they are not. Cause they shall be cast away, like the chaff that the wind driveth away, I say. Oh yeah, oh well. Thou shalt clean out the bad weeds, yeah, and separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Thou shalt clean out the bad weeds and separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Bless to the black and white oppressors who have oppressed their children innocently. Oh yes, I say, I show my word without partiality. Thou shalt clean out the bad weeds, yeah, and separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Thou shalt clean out the bad weeds, yeah, and separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 well. Whoa, whoa. We'll be right back.
Yeah, man, this one is coming from Earl 16. Big up Rootical Attack. Fresh, coming at you. This one is soon to be released on the Rootical Attack label. Earl 16 said that. Harvest is plenty, but the reapers are few. Now, my selector, are you ready?
Harvest is plenty and the reapers are few. Harvest on the land, can you understand?
Yes, 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 yes. A little Selah, a little Selah moment right there, there, there. So the harvest time here. Yes, yes, yes. A little delay right there. Yes, I harvest time here. So here we have Amar for this 31st sabbatical study for the Shabbat Shalom. We'll go through some basic questions, but we also have today's daily psalm, Psalm 44. So first this right here, and let's touch on some of the basic questions since we went through a basic overview, the synopsis, and let's touch on some of the questions. Come. Make I and I. Make I and I resign. Yes, I. Rastafari. And I.
Glory to the Most High Jah. Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Elect of God, Light of the World, is Thee, His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Them for no more born January 7th. Hear my cry, O Jah. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever.
Not now. Me never born uptown with no gold spoon in my mouth. Me never born as no rich man son in a no rich man house. Rough time. My father coming from work another dime. Rough time. Me see me poor mother cry down the food jam. Find the last I love we. The last I love we. Rastafari. Holy Emmanuel I. The last I love we. Hey! Janapa see a queen. Ya don't see how this system did a angle we. Talent, we make money, we myself and me family. No time, policeman crazy, they must take the teeth alive. No time, gunman try and feel me be dead, but me still survive. The last I love we. The last I love we. Rastafari. Fight me, all when me do good, them have nothing good to say. Adija Parma, it's not the same vibe cartel from yesterday.
We more mature now, in spite of what pagans them want chat we say. Me youth are grown now,
me nah make them dead, be hungry, as that me say. The last I love we, the last I
Rastafari, Take the lion from the blood of Africa. You take the lion from Senegal, Guinea, Uganda, Chad, Togo, hey! I'm gonna leave my mom and I'm Fred, Mount Zion and the Star Liner. That's Nigeria, Gambia, Ghana, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Senegal, Guinea, Uganda, Chad, Togo, hey! I'm gonna leave my mom and I'm Fred, Mount Zion and the Star Liner. That's Nigeria, Gambia.
You read the Bible. You read the Bible. You read the Bible. You read the Bible. Oh, there's this passage I got memorized. Sort of fits this.
Here to the glory, as His Majesty Kadamau Haile Selassie says to I and I, and we for my part, I glory in the Bible. So a basic prerequisite, a basic precept is to read and to study the scripts, the Bible, so that we can see and know the teaching of our namesake, Kadamau Haile Selassie, the Rastafari of all of the true called, chosen and faithful Rastafari. And there's a whole question that's circulating. We're going to return to this right here, but must admit, you know, since Ones and Ones had shared certain clips, bits and bites of it, it's, I think I Jermaine said he has a video out there, which is Christ? Which, you mean who is Christ? But which is Christ? Who is the real Christ, Selassie or Emmanuel? I must admit, when Brother In just sent that to me, I was like, first I would say, this is a joke? Is this a joke? But then we really recognize, no, it's not, because many of I and I, he says, many are called, few are chosen to choose Yahweh, His Majesty's way. So we're going to pick up on that, but it kind of segues right here, even with this 31st sabbatical study here for this Shabbat Strong here in the third book of Moshe, of Moses, the handbook of the priesthood. Remember that the intent of Jehovah from the very beginning was that Israel, Israel, would be a nation, right, a kingdom of the priesthood and a holy nation, a set-apart nation. So here we pick up the 31st sabbatical study in Leviticus chapter 21, focus verses, verse 1 to chapter 24, verse 23. Now, we went over the basic synopsis, and just the first part of the synopsis from the previous for itinuity or continuity purpose. In this sabbatical here, this Shavuot, this seven, the Torah reading and feeding, it begins, right, with the Torah, the laws, direction, instructions pertaining exclusively to HaKohanim. So those ones and ones among Sinai Rastafari, the Sinai priest, prophet, and king, actually, in its true context, is speaking about Messiah, his priest, prophet, and king, right? Every man has that potential, but that because you have a potential don't mean that you actually are being it. But let's grow in grace. We grow in grace and the knowledge, we can be it. So here, the laws of Torah here pertains exclusively to HaKohanim, to the priest, to the priesthood of Yisrael, of Israel. Let's get that straight too, because people like to bring in a lot of other different nations and other things, and this really confuses things more. Let's go to the groundation here. Now, because of the Kohanim, the priests of Yisrael, the priests, and also remember that the priests, the Kohanim, also are the anointed ones. So if you ask the question, well, which is Christ, or who is Christ, who is the real Christ? Is it Selassie, or is it Emmanuel, or is it this or that? We have to go to the basics. I mean, what does Christ really mean? Are you stuck in the New Testament without a groundation? Right? What does Christ mean? It's about Moshiach, the anointed. Well, in the scripts, who is the first anointed, first christened one, the first Christ in the scripture, according to the meaning of the word? We have Aharon, we have Aaron and sons. In other words, Aaron, according to the Hebrew pattern we have in the Torah, Aaron is the first Christ, the first anointed one, and his sons are the first Christians or the first anointed ones, being the Kohanim. All right, so here in this Torah reading and feeding, the 31st, we have Amor, say. So the direction instructions here, the Torot here, pertain exclusively directly to HaKohanim, to the priests who are the anointed ones in the camp. So in other words, in the church in the wilderness, the Christ and the Christians would be Aaron and his sons who serve as the Kohanim, the priests. And these direct instructions are for them right here in this 31st sabbatical study for this Rastafari Shabbat Strong. So because of their elevated status as the priests, as the anointed, see, for us, our priests are anointed according to the pattern. See that you do all things according to the pattern. So let's look at the pattern and develop a pattern recognition. Because as we study the pattern from the Brit Hayashana, the Old Testament, to the Brit Chadasha, we see that the pattern truly is fulfilled in the Brit Chadasha, in the first advent of Moshiach in the person of Yeshua. And we can go further with the fulfillment in the second advent, the Moshiach ben David, the Messiah son of David. But here, because of the elevated status and standing of the Kohanim of Yisrael, the priests of Israel, as those delegated to make sacrifices on behalf of the people of Ha'am, but more specifically, they are the ones who will make sacrifice on behalf of all of the sons of Yisrael. That whole molten calf, golden calf incident is where all the sons of Yisrael, we can say, if there needed to be a reason, that was the reason that the priestly function of all of Yisrael was transferred to, right, the Kohanim, or transferred to specifically the Levites, right, and the priestly function, right, the sanctuary service, the Levites, and the priestly function at the heart of the sanctuary service to the Kohanim, namely to Aaron and sons. All of the priests were Levites, but not all of the Levites were priests. So we got to understand those basic things. If you don't understand those basic things, you go up in the New Testament and think you know what this or that means, you're going to confuse yourself because you don't have a groundation. You don't have a foundation. You're not according to the pattern, according to the type. So because of the priest's elevated status and standing as those delegated to make sacrifices on behalf of Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, in particular, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, that is to offer the bread of Ha'ilahim, of Elohim, Ha'Elohim. Ha'Kohanim, the priest, they were subject to more stringent standards of purity and Kedusha. Kedusha, Kedishna, Kedusha in the Hebrew, Kedishna in the Royal Amharic, set apartness than others in the community, in the common unity. For instance, just to give some examples here, they were forbidden to become unclean, tame, through contact with a corpse or a dead body. Right? They were to also forbidden to marry a divorced woman. They were forbidden to make baldness on their heads, to shave their heads, and so on. They were to be entirely scrupulous, right, as they carried out their duties. In addition, any priest who had a physical, a physical defect was forbidden to serve. I'm emphasizing the word serve, right, to serve in the holy place of the tabernacle, of the tabernacle. Now, we went through this before and want to touch on some of the questions, but since many of I and I say priest, prophet, and king, every one of I and I is priest, prophet, and king, and then run around like, oh, you priest, prophet, and king, according to what order? After the order of who? You said Melchizedek? So what is the rules and regulations? See, all of this is still in compliance with the Melchizedek in the proper order, right? But based on that first covenant in the wilderness. So here the priests were never to defile the offerings of Ha'am, of the people, by serving in an unclean state. And likewise, the people were never to eat any of the holy food that was devoted for HaKohanim. Any sacrifice that was offered by Ha'am, the people, was to be a healthy specimen called tamim that was entirely defect-free. No animal less than 8 days old, may be sacrificed according to the pattern of the Brit Hayashana, and no animal may be slaughtered on the same day as its young. And any thank offering, a torah, a thank offering, must be eaten on the day of its slaughter. Now, of course, we're looking at the old type, the first type, because it is the essential pattern for the Brit Chadasha type. So if we don't understand the, as Rabbeinu Yeshua said, I have shown you earthly things. If you don't understand earthly things, how can you understand heavenly things? So if we don't understand these basic physical things, right, according to the Torah here, how are we going to understand it in the new and the living way, according to the Brit Chadasha, the renewed covenant, the new covenant? So Moshe is the mediator of the old covenant, Yeshua HaNotri, Yeshua HaMoshiach, the mediator of the new covenant. Here, let's touch on the basics, some basic questions, Q and A, some basic questions here. We have in total about 28 questions, basic questions, right? There's three kinds of education. There is basic, right? There is special, and there's higher. There's general education. There is special education. There's higher education. Right here is some basic, some general basic points. Question one, what qualified someone to be a priest, a Kohen of Yisrael? More directly, what qualified, right, a man, right, to be a priest, a Kohen of Yisrael? Answer, he had to be a direct descendant of Aharon, of Aaron, the brother of Moshe. Aaron was the great-grandson of Lewi, or Levi, the third son of Yaakov, of Jacob. Levi had three sons, Gershon, Kohat, and Merari. But Aaron descended from Kohath. The lineage of Aharon, of Aaron, therefore, is as follows. Abraham to Yitzhak to Yaakov, to Lewi, to Levi, to Kohath, to Amram, and to Aharon. So from Abraham to Yitzhak, to Isaac, to Yaakov, to Jacob, to Lewi, to Levi, to Kohath, to Kohath, to Amram, to Aharon. While all of Aaron's male direct descendants are regarded as Kohanim, as priests, to be qualified to serve in the tabernacle, say in the holy place, the sanctuary, they also had to be defect-free or tamim, both spiritually in the sense of not being ritually unclean as well as physically. So both spiritually in the sense of not being ritually, according to the rites and rituals, tamay, as well as physically, physically. And let's recall, here, these particular qualifications are the particular qualifications for the priests who will serve on behalf of Kol Yisrael, of all Israel. Second question, are Lewim, are Levites the same as the priests? No, the Levites are not the same as the priests. That's why we keep repeating the principle that all of the priests are Levites, but not all the Levites are priests. Are Levites the same as priests? No. The Levites, the Levites are descendants of Lewi's two other sons. Which two other sons? Gershon and Merari. All Kohanim, all of the priests or Levites are Lewim, but not the other way around. But not that the Lewim, the Levites, all Levites are not priests. This is very, very important. This is a very important distinction, right? As we go through the scriptures, it become clear. And then some imagine contradictions, errors, and imagine false doctrines and ideas, both then and now, can be clarified as we study to show ourselves approved, right? Like I said, with that whole thing, which is Christ? Who is the real Christ? Is it Selassie or Emmanuel? You know, it's almost like saying, is Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, is he Savior and Messiah? Is he Savior or Messiah? It's kind of like asking that kind of a question right there, asking who is the real Christ? Is it Selassie or is it Emmanuel? It's like asking, well, is Yeshua Savior or Messiah? The answer is both. So who is this other guy? Anyway, let's touch on that as we touch on that, you know, because the title of Christ or anointed ones is transferable, right, to those who are in him, right, according to even what we're counting here, the counting of the Omer, right? Yeshua is that first resurrected, as we have the Bikurim, the first fruits, and then we are commanded to count seven Shabbats complete, and on the morrow after the seventh Shabbat, we have there the Feast of Harvest, the Feast of Weeks. In the New Covenant sense, Yeshua is the first resurrected, right? Just as that first sheaf of wheat. And then after the two sevens plus one day, after the two sevens class, so to speak, after the 50 days, then we have the rest of the crop. So as Yeshua is the first, he is the Moshiach. We are the Messiahites. We are the anointed ones. No other guy comes along and he becomes the exclusive Christ or something. Unless you don't know the true glory, the true teaching of the scripts and true teaching of his majesty. Question number three. There are three classes within the structure, right, of, you could say, the Israelite society and even amongst later day Judaic society. There are three classes within the structure of Israelite society. What are they? What are these three classes? The first is the Kohen, the priest. The second is Halawi, right, is the Levite. The third is the Israelite, the Yisraeli. So we have the Kohen, we have the Lewi, Halewi, the Levite, and we have the Yisraeli. We have the Israelite. These are the three classes. While every Levite is an Israelite, saying a descendant of Yaakov, Jacob, Yisrael, not every Lewi, not every Levite, descendant of Lewi, right, is a Kohen, is a descendant of Aharon, of Aaron. And not every Kohen, not every priest is Gadol. Gadol is the Hebrew for big, or translated as high priest. So not every Kohen is Gadol, right? The high priest is the Kohen HaGadol, right? Therefore, we have Aaron as the Kohen HaGadol and is the anointed. But his sons are also, they receive anointing, right? Thus, the link with Christ in its New Testament sense and the groundation here in HaTorah, in the church, in the wilderness, the original type, the original pattern. Fourth question, why must we show special honor to HaKohanim? Why must we, in the covenant, speaking of we, covenant keeping, Torah observant, why must we show special honor to HaKohanim? Because a king is honored when honor is shown to his servants. Why must we show special honor to HaKohanim? Because a king, a melech, a negus, even negus and neges, a king is honored when honor is shown to his servants and when honor is shown to his reps, his representatives. Fifth question here. Go through the first maybe 12 right now before we ride up today's song. But the fifth question here, what does the word Kohen or priest or Kohen mean, Haverim? Right? So here we're going to take it from the Hebrew side of the ledger and then compare and contrast with the Ethiopic. But a priest or a Kohen, right? Kohen in the Hebrew, Kahin in the Royal Amharic, Kahin, Kohen, a Kohen. Someone chosen to help draw others near to Ha Elohim, to the true good, the true God, to the power. The Hebrew word Kohen is thought by some to come from the word Cain, Cain. Come from the word Cain. Is it Khan, Khan, Cain, meaning yes. and the word kivun, kivun, or modern Hebrew kivun, 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 kivun means to direct. So some say that the word kohen in the Hebrew comes from two Hebrew words, kain, right? As some of the Hebrew, the Israelites, since the one Westers, they would say kan, kan, kan. Kain, which means yes, or like an affirmative, and kivun, kivun, or modern Hebrew kivun, 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 which means to direct. From our studies, looking at the Ethiopic, we have the kahin, and then in the guz, we have the kone, kone, right? Like in Amharic, we have hone, the verb to be, to become. So we look at it in the sense of the priest is the one who causes it to be. In other words, he is the intermediary, right, that causes that sacrifice or what offering to be, to become. We'll get into that a little bit more, but let's just take the first thought here, the Hebrew thought of Kohen, coming from two words, Cain and Kivun. But when we get into Ethiopic, we have Kone, as Yikuno Amlak, one of the kings was named Yikuno, Yikuno, Kono, Kone, Kone, to be, to become. So we have Kohen, Kohen meaning an affirmative here from the Hebrew thought, and Kivun from the Ethiopic, to be the one who causes it to become, the one who almost like officiates it, like the intermediary, but the one who causes to be, right, causes it to become acceptable before he who be who he be. Question six, who is the first priest mentioned in HaTorah? Who is the first priest mentioned? Malachi, Tzedek. In the Hebrew, we say Malachi, Malachi, and Melech, Melech, King, Malachi, Tzedek, the king of Salem, to whom Abraham offered tithes after his victory, after his salvation, after his deliverance, after his victory over the kings in Genesis chapter 14, verse 18. The author of the book of Hebrews, I would actually say the authors of the book of Hebrews. We see Paul as being the hand, but it was those who had gathered in Jerusalem when Paul visits Jerusalem and they all got together, the other apostles and Paul. Yeah. So the authors of the book of Hebrews argues that his priesthood, speaking of Malachi and Tzedek, his priesthood is greater than that of the sons of Aharon. Since, for based on the reasoning, since Abraham offered him tribute, since Abraham, the patriarch, offered him Melchizedek, tribute, therefore the author, right, of the book of Hebrews, Epistle to the Hebrew, argues or reasons, right, presents a reasoning that his priesthood, presents this reasoning to the Hebrews that his priesthood, the priesthood of Malachi Tzedek, must be therefore greater than that of the Bnei Aharon, than that of the sons of Aaron, based on the reasonment that Abraham offered him tribute, according to the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 7, verses 9-11. Question seven. Now remember, he's the first priest mentioned in Torah, but who was the first Christ or the first anointed mentioned in Torah? Then we have to say Aharon, Aaron. Aaron was the first anointed. We are not sure whether Malachi Tzedek was anointed. We can't say he was not. There's no mention of it here. So the first priest, Malachi Tzedek, the next priest that we find mentioned, right, is the priesthood concerning the book of Leviticus right here, here, here. Seventh question. Yisrael, Israel's priests, Israel's Kohanim, were not allowed to defile themselves through direct contact with a corpse or a dead body. There were exceptions to this, however. Who were they, or what were the exceptions? Israel's priests, anointed priests, were not allowed to defile themselves through direct contact with a corpse. In other words, when someone died, they did not go about preparing the body, right, for burial. The washing, the anointing, that's how one defiled themselves. They didn't have the undertakers. You pay somebody else and they do it and you have insurance and all that. No, it was a family, right, and according to whose honor and whose duty it was. So Yisrael's Kohanim, the priests, they were not allowed to defile themselves through direct contact with the corpse or dead body, but there were exceptions to this. What were these exceptions, or we can ask it as who were the exceptions? According to HaTorah, the priest, right, could bury his closest family members. The priest, in other words, according to what the Torah says, he could, quote, defile himself for his closest family members. That means for his mother, his father, his son, his daughter, his wife, his brother, his unmarried sister, he could defile himself. In other words, he could prepare the body, right? He could actually prepare the body. That's what they would do, like with Mary, Miriam Magdalene, and the other woman who had rushed to the sepulcher, right, early on the first day, right, the first day, the Ehud, right, the Sunday, as they call it among the Gentiles, but the first day, because they were going there to prepare the body. Right, to prepare the body. So we see it seems as though the custom of this sometimes had to come down to some of the woman, right, to do that, or the woman chose that aspect as we have here with Yeshua. But originally it was the closest family members, those of the family. The family had to prepare the body of their own family. They had to wash it. They had to anoint it. And many groups do that today. Even many Yehudi, Jews of other congregations, they do that. Many of the Islamic, the Muslim people also do that. And I'm sure many other ones also do that. Strangely enough, the Christians, nowadays Christians, they put it all in the undertaker's hand. It reminds me of ancient Egypt. That's what happened in ancient Egypt. Ancient Egypt had, you know, like today when they talk about funerals, you know, like funerals, the cost of funerals and all that goes into funerals, all the fanciness of funerals, all the rites and rituals of funerals. That is something that we see links the typology of Egypt, right, and Babylon, but Egypt in particular to the Christian church, right? In other words, the Christianity today is a lot like Egypt, but not for some of the reasons that some of the conspiracy theorists have made obvious, but some other reasons that you find when you study HaTorah and also archaeology, Egyptology, ancient history. So here, he could, the priest could bury, both prepare the body and can bury his closest family members, namely his mother, his father, his son, his daughter, his wife, his brother, and his unmarried sister. Now, I won't say, well, why not his sister, even if she's married? That's her kingman responsibility. And that's basically her family, right? Once she gets married, she becomes part of that family. And we who were her family are her relations, are her relatives. That's how it works, actually. You know, it says a man shall leave his father and mother, cleave to his wife. When he does that, he basically leaves his family, right? And he starts a family, and his family, so to speak, they left behind, become his relatives, his relations. See, even the terminology, it helps to avoid confusion, psychological and otherwise. Some people get awfully divided. Well, this is my family, and this is my family. No. They have to understand what family is. When you are under, you know, your mother and father, that household, that's your family. When you now go forward and either marry or go out the house and so and start your own family, you started your own family. And your family, like your mama and papa then, are your relatives because you are related to them. So here, again, with the priest exception, is mother, father, son, daughter, wife, brother, and a married sister, as well as the friendless person. There's a descriptor here that can be translated, brought out in translation as a friendless person. That's like the person that, you know, somebody dies, say, in our community, we don't know who they are or whatnot like that. And, you know, to do – that's like an act of kindness, right? So the priest could take on that responsibility, and he is, you know, is he's exempt from that. In other words, he defiles himself, spends the time to purify, but it is accepted. In other cases, even if he wants to, it is not permitted to the office, the anointed office, according to the Torah, direction, instructions we have here. Let's go to the next question. Eighth question. What is the only time when a priest may bury someone who is not a member of his household? We kind of already touched on this with the previous question. Well, to bury a friendless person or someone who died, and there is no one else to bury him. This is called the mate mitzvah. Mate mitzvah. Mate, one of the expressions for like dead, mate. Interesting, right? Met, right, from moot. It's from the verb muta, to die or to dead on. Muta. But here we have mate mitzvah. Mitzvah is a command. Met is death. The death command, mate mitzvah, or some will say the met mitzvah. The obligation, what is the met mitzvah? It's the obligation to bury the metim, right, or hamet, the dead, which preserves. Why? Why is this an obligation, a duty? Because it's about preserving human dignity by overriding the letter of the law. Now, this is from ancient times. It's found in the Torah right here, that even one would say, well, this person, we don't even know who this person is. But because according to our direction, instruction, HaTorah, Elohim made man, humanity, in his image after his likeness. Therefore, this friendless person, unknown person that may have died on our land or somewhere in our vicinity, right? If no one else can take responsibility, then we must preserve human dignity, right? And human dignity is giving that one at least a decent burial. One of the worst things, and we find this in some of the Psalms and areas of the scripture, when it talks about that one's carcasses would remain unburied, would remain on the ground like doo-doo, in a sense. You know, like just the dead body would just be rotting on the ground. That right there is a violation of human dignity. So that's the reasoning right there. So we see the principle of the letter of the law and the spirit of the law is not so much a new covenant thing, a New Testament thing, but it comes from the very foundation. That's why Rabbeinu Yeshua said to the ones and ones, y'all worship that which you know not. We know we worship for salvation of the Yehudi, of the Jews, even of the lion of the tribe of Judah, because the roots go real deep. In fact, speaking about Melchizedek and the priest, interesting because Hebrews also brings out that link with Melchizedek and the lion of Judah and the tribe of Yehuda. On to the next one, the next question here, the ninth question. Whom may a priest not marry? Now, you have to remember that here in the camp right here, how many priests do we have in the camp right now at this point of Leviticus? We would have had about five, the high priest Aharon and his four sons. Remember, two of the sons, they offer strange fire, right? And we got the burn notice, everything. They got burnt and everything. So this left two sons and Aharon. So at this present stage in time, this is only for about three people, right? Three men, three priests, three anointed ones in the camp. I just want to just show ones and ones that this is directly and exclusively for the priests. Remember, there are three classes, right? Three classes within Yisrael, in the Israelite, you can say in the Israelite family, the household. There is the priest, there's the Levite, and then there is the Israelite, right? The rank and file Israelite. The priest, in other words, what you can do is do it like this. If you draw three circles, right, the inner circle is the Kohen. the circle that encircles, the inner circle is the Levite, and the wide outer circle is the Israelites. But whom may a priest not marry? A priest, according to direction instructions here, cannot marry a divorced woman, cannot marry a harlot, cannot marry a widow, or an otherwise profaned woman. A high priest, a Kohen Gadol, can only, and this is for the high priest, right, can only marry a virgin from Yisrael, can only marry a virgin from Yisrael. The 10th question, if any animal has a defect, in the Hebrew we call this mum, a mum, mum, right? Some say mum, we say mum, is a defect. May it be offered for sacrifice? If any animal has a defect, a mum, and was not tamim, perfect, may it be offered for sacrifice? No. Answer, no. Only defect-free, kosher, kashrut animals that are tamim. And tamim is sometimes brought out as perfect, sometimes brought out as, for example, Noah was said to be tam in the singular sense. Tam, tamim is the plural sense. He was considered to be tam, perfect in his generations. Jacob, Yaakov, is said, Jacob is called in the KJV translation, plain man. They say he's a plain man. In the Hebrew, he is tam. He is a perfect man, right? He is a perfect man, a complete man. So tamim means to be whole, perfect, complete. That means the animal does not have more than it was created to have. It does not have less than the blameless creator created to have. So those and those only are permitted for sacrifice. 11th question. If a priest, if a Kohen, if a Kohen has a defect, what is he not allowed to do? If a priest, a Kohen, a Kohen had a defect, he cannot serve in the holy place, the Kodesh of the tabernacle. And later, he could not serve in the Kodesh, the holy place of the temple of the Hekal. Although he can still partake of the teruma, he can still partake of the offerings given to HaKohanim, and he can still tend to the fire. He can still tend the fire at the copper altar, at the brazen altar. This is a very important point, because some in a casual reading of the King James translation, the King James Version, might get the idea, oh man, this priest, he can't do nothing. No, it specifically says that he cannot serve in the Kodesh, in the holy place of the Mishkan, of the tabernacle, and later of the Beit Mikdash of the temple. But he can still partake of the teruma, that which is offered up, the offerings that are given to his fellow Kohanim, fellow priests, and he can still tend to the fire. He can tend the fire, keep the fire lit at the copper altar known as the brazen altar, which is in the outer court outside of the tent. 12th question. Can you list the 8 appointed times listed in Leviticus chapter 23? Can you list? There are 8 appointed times. We call them in Hebrew the moed. Moed in the singular. Moed can be an appointment. Moed can be like an appointed, like appointment, a meeting, the appointed time, the appointed place, the appointed event. So we say moedim. The moedim are the appointments. They are often translated as the feast, the festivals. When Jehovah says Moedai, Moedai, he's saying my Moedim. So the Moedei Yahuwah, Yahweh, are the appointed times, or one might call them the feast, the festivals. But directly they are the appointments, the appointed times, the appointed place, as the tent of meeting is called the Ohel Moed in the Hebrew, the tent of meeting. So the Moed is also the meeting. So it's the meeting, the appointment, the appointed time, the appointed place. But can you list Can we list the 8 appointed times? Some might say the 8 feasts and festivals, but more correctly, the 8 appointed times listed in Leviticus chapter 23. What are they? Now, we know there are 7 appointments, right? There are the 7 feasts that occur from the first moon of Abib and fulfills in the 7th moon of Tishri, right? But that's only 7. So what is the 8th? Here are the 8 appointed times. Firstly and foremostly, Shabbat. Shabbat is the first of the appointed times. Is the first even before the feasts or festivals. It is the Shabbat. It is the weekly Shabbat or the 7th day Shabbat. Next is Pesach, Passover. Then Chag HaMatzot, unleavened bread. Bikurim, first fruits. Shavuot, harvest. Yom Teruah, the day of trumpets, also known as Rosh Hashanah. Yom HaKippurim, the day of the covering, the day of the atonement. And Chag HaSukkot, and the feast of ingathering, the feast of tabernacles, the feast of booths. I like this translation because it brings out the force of it. The feast of huts, Sukkot, and actually brings to life that Israelites of Ethiopia word picture. You see all the Sukkot, all the huts, right? In a traditional picture of that hidden empire, Ethiopia. So we have the 8 appointed times, once again, listed in Leviticus chapter 23. The first that we call even the test, it's almost like a test command, so to speak. The first is Shabbat. Shabbat, Passover, unleavened bread, first fruits, Shavuot. So here we are between, right, after first fruits, and we're counting the Omer, counting the growth, counting 7 Shabbats complete, because the Shabbat, right, of Shabbat is the Shavuot. Shavuot basically means Sabbath, because the command clearly says to count 7 Sabbaths complete. And here we say in the Rastafari Rhema word, the 2 sevens clash. So once again, Sabbath, Passover, unleavened bread. 3, first fruits, Shavuot, harvest. So here we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The 6th is Yom Teruah, the day of trumpets. The 7th is Yom HaKippurim, the day of atonement. And 8th is Sukkot, 8th is tabernacles, 8th is booths. Now, we said at the outset we had how many? Let's see, 14 and 14. That'll make 28. So let's take it up here to the 14th question. And then we'll pick up with the remaining questions, the 28th, right here. So the 13th, right, 13th, what is the first holy day mentioned in this Torah portion, in this Torah reading and feeding, in Amor, for Shabbat Amor, from Leviticus 21 to Leviticus 24, verse 23? What is the first holy day? Isla Day, set apart day, mentioned in this Torah reading and feeding. Shabbat, it is Shabbat, it is Sabbath, Senbet. Regarded Sabbath, Shabbat is regarded as the chief holy day, the chief Isla Day. We call this like, this is like the test command, right? Because keeping the Shabbat is the key to the keeping of the 7 appointed feasts and festivals of Jehovah. But Sabbath, Shabbat, is regarded as the chief holy day, Isla Day, set apart day. There are at least 50 weekly Sabbaths in a Hebrew, Judaic, Israelitish year. There are at least 50 weekly Shabbats in the Judahite year. Question 14, what is the name of the first month of the Hebrew, the Israelite, the Hebrew year? All right, now, the question here is actually written as, what is the name of the first month of the Jewish year? We flipped it up. because actually, you know, one thing that a lot of the Jews do, everything is Jews. Like they, you know, Jews came out of, you know, they were like the Jews came out of Egypt. That's only speaking about one tribe. So let's get off of that right there, right? Yes, to whom more is given, more is required. We do not behold the Lion of Judah, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. But here, according to Torah, the name of the first month of the Hebrew, of the churchical, the holy year, is Abib, right? Abib, like we have Abibet, right? And that has a lot to do with the barley harvest, the barley crop growing up. But then we also have Abeba, Afro-Semitically, like Addis Abeba, new flower, right? And Abebe, which means to grow. So Abib has to do with the springtime, but Abib also has to do with the growth of the barley harvest. Now, this first month, after the black Jews, the Yehudi, returned from after the 70 years in Babylonian exile, you know, they picked up on some things and they brought back the Babylonian name for the first month, first moon that is known nowadays as Nisan. So the only month that actually was named according to HaTorah was Abib, right? Was Abib, was the first month, the first moon, the Passover month, the Fasica month. So Nisan is the latter day name for the scriptural name Abib, right? In modern Hebrew, they'll say Aviv, like Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv actually used to mean a heap of barley, actually, or the city of barley. But now the first month, first moon, Abib, it usually occurs around the March-April time of the Gregorian calendar of the Gregorian year. One more question just to get over the halfway point. Question 15. What are the three required pilgrim festivals? What are the three required pilgrim festivals? Or in Hebrew, this is known as the Shalosh Regalim. Shalosh means three. Regalim means feet. Feet, like foot, right? Pilgrim festival. Three times. Three times we trod on our foot to go to the holy place. All the males of Yisrael, right, were required. And these three was Passover, Pesach, was Shavuot, was harvest, and was Sukkot. Sukkot was tabernacles, was booths, was huts. So here, brothers and sisters and brothers, some of the basic questions right here for this 31st sabbatical study, this Shabbat Shalom for Shabbat Emor, Sabbath Say.
Cut off, and the oil price take off. Dollars fingers off, and the youth them no laugh. And old them drop off, and cash plus lock off. And the biggest mark 11 day a wop. The little island full of bass, when I pay the staff. And world war kick off, and more life a loss. We make more price a cost, we make more rifle blast. From to the 40 acre and jackass. Holiday, you find a way to cope, and your belly full of hope, on the brink of your salvation. Holiday, some joy and celebration. I wanna bless my neighbors above the morning to your greetings and salutation. Don't miss a love on 90 where we need up on the street. Belly empty and the youth them tolerance are reach a peak. Find no food to eat. Baby mother, they are yada. get up and go look it on the street. Man a conquering lion, when I come here, so forget the feet. Give them a break on a day.
So here, we have Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 23 is a good go-to to get a good foundation on those seven appointments, beginning with the Shabbat, the Sabbath, the test command right there, because the Sabbath is like the core, is like the, I'm going to say, it's like the key in a sense. Sabbath, the Shabbat is the key for the observation of the appointed times and appointed seasons. But here we have today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. We have Psalm Mizmor Main Dalet, Psalm 44, which is themed a national prayer of intercession, Psalm XLIV. And here we have clearly in today's daily psalm, we have the cry of a nation in distress, a nation in distress. Remind me of when they say that the flags, you know, flag is turned upside down in that sense, symbolizing like a nation in distress. So we have a national prayer of intercession, right? A Beharawi Sekoka, a national lamentation, not a personal lamentation. Few interesting points right here. We go over this again, but just to go over this right now, the mention of our hosts, our armies, our hosts in verse 9 as having been unaided by Elohim, the true good, the true God, by Xiaria, the sustainer, it points to a time in Iowa, right, of defeat on the battlefield. Another reference which has to be noted is the impassioned declaration that we have in verses 17 to 22. Verses 17 to 22 is an interesting section right here. Verses 17 to 22. Let's just bring out these verses here, verses to look for, listen for. All of this has come upon us, yet have we not forgotten thee, neither have we been false to thy covenant. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from thy path. Though thou hast crushed I and I, into a place of jackals, a place of foxes, or some bring this out as a place of dragons, and covered us with the shadow of death. If we had forgotten the name of Eloheinu, of our Elohim, or spread forth our hands, le'el zar, to a strange el, a strange power, le'el zar, would not Elohim, Would not Elohim search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Nay, nah, but for thy sake, the eye's sake, are we, I and I, killed all the day. We, I and I, are counted as sheep for the slaughter. So there's this impassioned declaration that the nation had been faithful to Elohim and was suffering for his sake. Few commentators now assign the psalm, the chant, to the Davidic period, right, to the Davidic period. The modern view of today's daily psalm, it favors the Maccabean crisis. In other words, the Book of Maccabees and the Maccabean crisis as the occasion of its composition. So today's psalm and the connection with Maccabees is here, here, here. But a more recent authority had maintained this, that whatever episode it was to which our psalm, Psalm 44, refers, this particular opinion is that it could not have been that of the Maccabean struggle. So for I and I, here, 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 is it connected? Does it have any reflection of the Maccabean crisis or not? But on the other hand, there is the allusion to the voice of the blasphemer that we have in verse 16 in the KJV, where it says, for the voice of him that taunteth and blasphemeth by reason of the enemy and the vengeful, the revengeful. This recalls what is narrated of Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, in Isaiah chapter 37, verses 6 and verse 23. And the most acceptable opinion is that the psalm, the chant right here, Psalm 44, was written during the invasion that occurred in the reign of Hezekiah. So in studying the psalm and looking at the links of the psalm, let's bring this out as well right here. Let's just go to these verses here. When we go through sometimes the different notes, it's good to, you know, go to the quote, to quote that's found in the notes, you know, so we become familiar with it and we can muse on it, right, to whether is it true, do we see it as being true or not. So here in Yeshaya, Isaiah 37, verses 6 and verse 23, chapter 37, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, and Yeshaya and Isaiah said to them, thus like this shall ye all say to your master, thus saith Yahweh, hey, Yahweh, be not afraid of the words that thou hast heard, wherewith the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Wherewith the king of Assyria, the servants of the king of Assyria, have blasphemed I. This is the message of Jehovah, right, by the prophet Yeshaya. So here's one of the connections where they speak about the voice of the blasphemer, recalling to mind Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, in Isaiah 37 at verse 6. Let's go to verse 23. Verse 23 says right here, this is the answer, Jehovah's answer by Yeshaya, by Isaiah. Whom hast thou reproached and blasphemed? Whom? Who have you reproached and blasphemed? And against whom hast thou exalted thy voice and lifted up thine eyes on high, even against Kadosh, HaKadosh, the Holy One of Yisrael, even against the Holy One, the set apart one of Yisrael, of Israel. So here, this is also bringing out a context of today's psalm, a national prayer of intercession, a national prayer in distress, right, during the period of time of Hezekiah. And we have the prophet Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 37, focus verses, verses 6 and verse 23. In that case, taking this as the case, it is to be connected. If we are connecting this psalm based on its theme and what is in the psalm and is speaking to, with the period of time of Isaiah and Hezekiah, then this psalm also must be connected with Psalms 46 to Psalm 48. We have Psalm 46 to Psalm 48, also referring to the same event horizon, right, or a very similar event horizon. So here, just to give a basic kind of an overview right here of today's daily psalm, and here, giving a first ear, KJV. I'm going to share the KJV for a few Hebrew highlights, because often the superscription is not read in many of the readings. The superscription for the leader, the chief musician, a psalm of the sons of Korah, a maskil. Hear. Shema Yisrael. Sima, Rastafari, hear this.
Psalm 44.
Mizmor mem dalet. Lam natzeach livne korach maskil.
We have heard with our ears, O God.
Elohim, 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 beozneinu shamanu, 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 shamanu.
Our fathers have told us.
Avotenu siperu lanu, lanu, lanu.
What work thou didst in their days, in the times of old, the times of old,
po al paalta vimehem,
how thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and planted them, how thou didst afflict the people and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst a favor unto them. Thou art my king, O God, command deliverances for Jacob. Through thee will we push down our enemies, through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies, and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long, and praise thy name forever. Selah. But thou hast cast off and put us to shame, and goest not forth with our armies. Thou makest us to turn back from the enemy, and they which hate us spoil for themselves. Thou hast given us like sheep appointed for meat, and hast scattered us among the heathen. Thou sellest thy people for naught, and dost not increase thy wealth by their price. Thou makest us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us. Thou makest us a byword among the heathen, a shaking of the head among the people. My confusion is continually before me, and the shame of my face hath covered me for the voice of him that reproacheth and blasphemeth, by reason of the enemy and avenger. All this has come upon us, yet have we not forgotten thee, neither have we dealt falsely in thy covenant. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from thy way, though thou hast sore broken us in the place of dragons and covered us with the shadow of death. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to a strange God, shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Yea, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake, awake, awake.
Ora, ora, ora.
Why sleepest thou, O Lord? O Lord.
Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Lamma tishan, Adonai. Hakitza, 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 hakitza.
Arise, arise, arise.
Hakitza, hakitza, hakitza.
Cast us not off forever. Wherefore hidest thou thy face, and forgettest our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our belly cleaveth unto the earth. Arise, 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 arise for our help, and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. 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 Thy mercy's sake.
In here today's daily psalm, we've seen this before, Ethiopian Hebrew National Prayer of Intercession, and we did an audible think a couple of years ago, but it still applies right here in the time and the season. I'd like to share this right here before we go through more of a full, verse by verse in the world of Amharic. Also, we have time, hopefully, to share some of the Midrash. So here, Ethio-Hebrew National Prayer of Intercession. Some things old, some things new. Taking out the treasury right here.
Shalom, Rastafari. Today's daily psalm is the 44th psalm, Psalm 44, a national prayer of intercession for the leader, a psalm of the sons of Korah, a maskil. Shalom, Rastafari. Today's daily psalm. Shalom, Rastafari. Today's daily psalm is the 44th psalm. Psalm 44, a national prayer of intercession for the leader, a psalm of the sons of Korah, a maskil, lam natzeach, li b'nei Korah, maskil. That's the subscription right there in the Hebrew. Now this psalm, Psalm 44, the 44th psalm. Right, and this season, for this day, at this time, very interesting. This is May 12th, right? May 12th, 2017. We're going to note this for the record. Although many of these psalms are standing psalms, so hopefully, you know, ones and ones would have been able to really overstand that, and we get a little bit more into some of the details of the psalm as well. But this psalm here in this season, right, it corresponds with the 31st Torah portion. Thanking Jah, Rastafari, for this Friday, this sabbatical eve right here. Here we are actually fulfilling the fourth Shabbat as we count those seven Shabbats to Shavuot, to the harvest or the Pentecost, to that 50th day and the feast of the Eil Irit, the feast of the Holy Spirit. Now right here we have a national prayer of intercession. A national prayer, right, of the Beit Israel, right, of intercession in the commonwealth, right, of are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? A national prayer of intercession. We clearly have in this Mizmor, right, or this psalm, the cry of a nation in distress and not a personal lament, not a personal lament or personal lamentation. Now, the mention that we have in this particular psalm, and at, I think, verse 9 within the KJV Bibles, it's 10 in the Tehillim, but in the KJV, if you look at the King James Version, it should be verse 9, where there's a mention of our host, as having been unaided by Hashem, Baruch Hu, right? Blessed be He, right? Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name. But our host in this psalm, Psalm 44 in verse 9, right, as having not been aided by Elohim. Right? It points to a time of defeat, a time of defeat on the battlefield, right? A time of defeat on the battlefield, if you please, on the battlefield. Another reference which has to be noted is the impassioned declaration that's found in verses 17 to 22 that the nation had been faithful to Elohim, right, and was suffering for His sake. Now, few commentators that comment on this psalm now assign the Mizmor to the Davidic, right, to the David period or the Davidic period. Now, there's a modern view that favors, in this particular psalm, the Maccabean, right, the Maccabean crisis, some say as the occasion of its composition. But a most recent authority has maintained this, quote, whatever episode it was to which our psalm here refers, it could not have been to that of what is known as the Maccabean struggle. Right? And it's Osterly who says this. Now, on the other hand, the allusion to the voice of the blasphemer that we find in verse 16, there's an allusion to the voice of the blasphemer. I find this to be very, very interesting because we've been meditating on the fourth item in the summary of this 31st Torah portion, in this weekly Torah portion, Emor, and that is the blasphemer, right? The blasphemer, the one who blasphemed the Hashem, right? The boy that had the Israelitish mother, Israelitish Isha is his mother, was an Israelitish Isha, was a woman, Israelite woman, but his father was an Egyptian, and also how that connects with the Ethiopic legend of Our Lady Maryam, particularly to the history of Hannah and the Dursan, the reading for the second day. We'd like to share that as well with the Lashon Hara, right? And also about Miriam, Marie, and on the blasphemy of Marie or Miriam that we have there, and how Adonenu, how Yeshua did not want other woman to have the name of his mother. And it's an interesting write-up right there, but then how it segues into this Torah portion concerning the voice of him that taunteth and blasphemeth, right? We would say, I guess it's Lucia, right? But the voice of him that taunteth and blasphemeth by reason of the enemy and the revengeful, right? By reason of the enemy and the revengeful. So it says for the voice, right? Because of the voice, by reason of, or because of the face of, their malicious and the gloating faces. So here we have, right, a reference to the voice of the blasphemer. You'll find that in verse, I think, 16, right? In the Tehillim, it'll be in verse 17, right? The voice of the blasphemer. It recalls what is narrated of Sennacherib. And Sennacherib, he was the king of Assyria, right? And you find in Isaiah, chapter 37, verses 6 and verse 23, right? The narration of Sennacherib, the king of Assyria. And the most acceptable opinion that has been given concerning this, our psalm here for this day, right, the 44th psalm, the most acceptable opinion is that the psalm, the Mizmor, this chant, was written during the invasion which occurred in the reign of Hezekiah. There was an invasion that occurred during the reign of King Hezekiah. Now, in that case, it is to be connected. If that's the way we cite this, and I think that is very, very likely right there, just to share that word with the eye of them who have ear to hear, right? In that case, this psalm is to be connected with the 46th psalm, the XLVI, the 46th psalm, to the XLVII, to the 48th psalm. So the 46th to the 48th psalm, also there's a connection if we cite this psalm as being connected with Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 37, verses 6 and 23, based on that allusion to the voice of the blasphemer that we find in verses 16 in the KJV, and recalling how and what was narrated of Sennacherib, king of Assyria, right, and the invasion that occurred during the reign of Hezekiah. Right, just to give a context, right, a context to this particular psalm. Now, this particular psalm here, Elohim psalm, it says, Elohim, we have heard with our ears. Our fathers have told us a work thou, the I didst in their days, in the days of old, right? In the days of old. Now, Elohim's help, his help in the past, right? His help previously, our fathers, right, our fathers, right, have told us, right, abotenu, right, our fathers, they have told us. Knowledge of the past was kept alive, and knowledge of the past must be kept alive, right, by the instruction given by parents to their children. Right, according to Exodus chapter 10, verse 2, and Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 20, as well as Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 7. The addition, just in the first verse, getting a little anchor here on this 44th psalm, the addition of, in their days, it shows that fathers here means their forefathers, right, their ancestors, their forefathers who had passed through the wilderness of the Kana'anu, right, the Kana'anu or the Kana'an, the Canaan, the wilderness to Canaan. Now, the tradition has been handed down from generation to generation, from generation to generation. Thou, with thy hand, with yadika, with your yadika, with thy hand, didst drive out the nations. With thy hand, you did drive out the goyim and didst plant them in. The eye, thou didst break the peoples and didst spread them abroad. Thou with thy hand. Ata, yadika, right, with your hand. The acquisition of the land of promise, of hope, of expectation had been achieved by Elohim's might, not the valor of Yisrael's army, the settlement of Canaan, of Canaan, rather than the Exodus, is fixed upon. So here in this psalm, we have the focus on the settlement of the promised land, the Afro-Canaanitish lands, rather than the Exodus, right, from the lowland or the Mitzrayim, the Egypt land, is fixed upon as an illustration, to illustrate, for example, right, an illustration of Hashem's intervention, because the trouble in the psalm was the overrunning of the country, even our country, by heathen or by goyim, by other nations. At the conquest of Canaan, the position was reversed. At the conquest of the Afro-Canaanite lands, the position will be reversed. Right? Always the curse will be reversed, and that will be the blessing. Displant them. Right? Who's the them? Displant them. The key word plant. Do what? Plant them. Right? The trees of righteousness, their ancestors, this spread them abroad like a well-rooted tree with its many branches. Ha Elohim, Baruchu, Baruch Hashem, he planted them in the soil and enabled them to grow numerically so that they were spread throughout the country. Verse 4. Actually, verse 3, just these first three verses right here. For not by their own sword, not by their own sword did they get the land in possession. Neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm, the eye arm, and the light of the eye countenance, and the light of the eye face, because thou, the eye, was favorable to them. Save them. Better give them the victory, right? My way says, neither did their own arm save them, neither did their own arm give them victory. Right? The light, the key is here, the light of the eye countenance, the light of Jah's face, of Jah's grace, the favor which Hashem displays toward them, and for which ha-kohanim, for which the priests, the kohanim, the kahinat, right, the priests prayed on their behalf. And here we have the priest, the high priestly prayer in reference, Numbers chapter 6, right? Numbers chapter 6, verse 25. Thou was favorable to them. Not even the Beit Israel, not even I and I, once lost, now found, black and brown sheep or Jah sheep, right? We don't merit, right? Not even Israel's merit earned them the divine aid, right? Not our merit or good deeds or whatever. No, it was the effect of Ha Elohim's choice. It was Jah's choice, right? And even it is Jah's choice in choosing I, and I is his choice, right? This is why in the next verse it says, "The I art my king, O Elohim. Command the salvation of Yaakov. Atahu Malki Elohim. Atahu Malki Elohim. Atahu Malki Elohim. The I art, I king, Malki. Nguse, O Elohim, Tzaweh Yeshuot, Yaakov, command the Yeshuot, right, like Yeshuot, command the salvation of Yaakov, Malki. The psalmist regards himself as the nation's spokesman. He says, command, as the king, HaMelech, as a Negus, he has the prerogative, right? It's his prerogative of safeguarding Jah people. Salvation, Yeshuot, right? The word is plural. And it's either, right, it either means victories, Yeshuot, right? Yeshua, the victory, Jah victory, Yeshua. The hata, the bakal, the sweeter, Jah victory, Yeshuot. The word is plural. And either means victories, as in verse 4, or in the KJV Bible, your Bible's verse 3, or complete deliverance. It says, neither did their own arm save them or give them victory. It was not their own arm that gave them victory, but it was Jah's light. Right? It was his light. Burhanana salam. It was his light. Right? Through the eye do we push down our adversaries. Through thy name, b'shimika, by thy name do we tread them under that rise up against us. For I trust not in my bow, neither can my sword save I. But the eye has saved I from I adversaries, and has put them to shame that hate I, that hate us, the children of the Negus. In Elohim, the Elohim, we gloried all the day, and we will give thanks to the I name forever, and we will give thanks to the I name, where Shimika le'olam nodeh, right? We'll give thanks, right, to Shimika, where Shimika le'olam nodeh Selah. Yet the eye has cast off and brought I to confusion, and goest not forth with I host, as the word right there, and goest not forth with I host. Thou makest I to turn back from the adversary, and they that hate I spoil, they spoil at their will. Thou hast given us like sheep to be eaten, and hast scattered us among the goyim, among the nations. Thou sellest thy people for small gain, and hast not set their prices high. Thou makest us a taunt to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us. Thou makest us a byword among the nations, a shaking of the head among the peoples. All the day is I confusion before I, and the shame of my face hath covered I. For the voice of him that taunteth and blasphemeth by reason of the enemy and the revengeful, all this has come upon us. Yet have we not forgotten thee. Yet have we not forgotten the I, neither have we been false to thy covenant. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from the I path. Though thou hast crushed us into a place of jackals and covered us with the salmavet, the shadow of death, if we had forgotten the name of Eloheinu, our power, or spread forth our hands to a strange power, would not Elohim search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Nay, but for the eye's sake are we killed all the day. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake! Why sleepest the eye, Adonai? Arise thyself. Cast not off forever. Wherefore hidest thou the eye face, and forgettest I affliction and I down pressure? For our soul is bowed down to the dust. Our belly cleaveth to the earth. Arise for I help, and redeem us for thy mercy.
But passed over their house,
passed over their house,
passed over their house,
passed over their house,
passed over their,
but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews
depart.
One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia,
and settled in Ethiopia,
and settled in Ethiopia. On May 5th, 1936, Ethiopia fell to a foreign power for the first time. 5 tragic years passed before the country regained its independence from fascist Italy. Since that time, Liberation Day has become a national holiday. War veterans come to Addis Ababa to pay homage to the man who led them to victory and who has become synonymous with Ethiopia. 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 Ethiopia.
Children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. My people, children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. He was their Savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. in all their affliction, in all their affliction, in all their affliction, in all their...
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing.
Call in to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the fuller full now.
מזמור מ"ד למנצח לבני קורח מזכיר. אלוהים באוזנינו שמענו, אבותינו סיפרו לנו, פועל פעלת בימיהם בימיכם. אתה ידך גויים הורשת ותתעם, תרע לאומים ותשלחם. כי לא בחרבם ירשו ארץ, וזרועם לא הושיע לנו, כי ימינך וזרועך ואור פניך כי רציתם. אתה הוא מלכי אלוהים, צווה ישועות יעקב. בך צרינו ננגח, בשמך נבוס קמנו. כי לא בקשתי אפתח, וחרבי לא תושיעני. כי הושעתנו מצרינו, ומשנאינו הבישות. באלוהים הללנו כל היום, ושמך לעולם נודה סלע. אף זנחת ותחלימנו, ולא תצא בצבאותינו. תשיבנו אחור ממצר, ומשנאינו שס ולמו. תתננו כצאן מאכל, ובגויים זריתנו. תמכור עמך ולא הון, ולא ריבית במחיריהם. תשימנו חרפה לשכננו, לעג וקלס לסביבותינו. תשימנו משל בגויים, מנוד ראש בלאומים. כל היום כלים מדי נגדי, ובושת פניי כסתני. מכל מחרף ומגדף, מפני אויב ומתנקם. כל זאת בעטנו ולא שכחנוך, ולא שיקרנו בבריתך. לא נסוב אחור לבנו, ותת אשורנו מיני אורחיך. כי דקיתנו במקום תנים, ותכס עלינו וצלמוות. אם שכחנו שם אלוהינו, ונפרוס כפינו לאל זר, הלא אלוהים יחקור זאת, כי הוא יודע תעלומות לב. כי עליך הורגנו כל היום, נחשבנו כצום תבחה. עורה, למה תשען, אדוני, הקיצה, אל תזנח לנצח. למה פניך תסתיר, תשכח עוניינו ולחצנו. תשחה לעפר נפשנו, דבקה לארץ בטננו. קומה עזרת לנו, ופדנו, למען
חסדך.
for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blessing, to this blessing, to this blessing, to this blessing. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blessing, to this blessing, to this blessing.
Edek Melchizedek, the righteous king. Even the King of Kings. Today's daily psalm. Mizmor, Mizmor, Mim, Dalet, Mim, Dalet, Mim, Dalet, Mim, Dalet, Mim, Dalet, Mim, Dalet. Shalom, Chabarim. Today's daily psalm. According to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews. Here, here, here. After the order of Malachi. Edek, Melchizedek, the righteous king. Even the King of Kings. Today's daily psalm. Mizmor, Mizmor, Mim, Dalet, Mim, Dalet. Psalm 44. Psalm XLIV. Here, here, here. A Midrash. Midrash, Tehillim. Study here on the Psalms. Here, here, here. Psalm 44. Mizmor, Mim, Dalet, Mim, Dalet. For the leader. A psalm of the sons of Korah, Maskil. O God, we have heard with our ears. Our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days, in the times of old. Hear, 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 Hebraically, verses 1 and 2. The Aleph and the Beit verses right here, here, here. Give ear right here. It here, here, it here, here, it here, here. Lamnat Eyah, Livnei Korah. Maskil Elohim be'aznenu shama'inu evotenu sipru lanu po'ala pa'alta v'yameihem b'me'edem. For the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, lamnatzeyach, la menatzeyach, livnei korach, a psalm, a chant, a psalm of the sons of Korah, of the sons of Korah, Livnei Korach, Maskil, a Maskil, Elohim, God, true good, true God, Elohim, Be'aznenu, Shama'inu, we have heard with our ears, Be'aznenu, Shama'inu, our fathers have told us, Evotenu, Sipru Lanu, Evotenu, Sipru Lanu. Our fathers, our patriarchs have told us, Po Allah, Po Alta, Di Mehem, Bi Mek Edem. What work, what work thou the I didst, what work the I worked in their days. Po'al, po'alta, be may hem, in their days. Be may in the days, in the times, be may in the days, k'edem, in the days of the k'edem. Laminat eyach, livnei korach maskil. Elohim, ve'aznenu, shema'inu, evotenu, sifru lanu, po'al, po'alta, bimeihem, bimeik edem. These words are to be considered in the light, in the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 63 and 12, where it reads, He led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious arm, to make himself an everlasting name. He led them by the right hand of Moshe, of Moses, with his glorious arm, to make himself an everlasting name. Molich limin Moshe zeroa tif se'arto bo ke'a mayim mipnehem la'esota la'u shem olam. That caused his glorious arm to go. That caused his glorious arm to go. Molik, limin, Moshe. At the right hand of Moshe. Zeroa, tia se'arto. That divided the water before them. Bokeah, mayim, mipneihem. to make himself an everlasting name. La esota lau shem olam. To make for himself, la esot lau shem olam, an eternal name, shem olam. From this you learn that when the Bnei Yisrael, when the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, when the Israelites went forth, Mimitzrayim, from Egypt, from Kemet, they could not offer any works of their hands whereby they might be redeemed. And here a Midrash note on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Mim Dalet. Mem Dalet, here, where it reads in the Midrash, from this you learn that when the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, went forth from Egypt, they could not offer any works of their hands whereby. The E.T., the edited text, it reads, Mayhem, from them. But the P.E., the printed edition, has Bahem, whereby they might be redeemed. And so, not because of the works of their fathers, the works of their patriarchs. And here, another Midrash note. The E.T., the edited text, it reads, not even like the work of their fathers, not even like the work of their patriarchs, and not because of their own works was the sea ripped before them, but only that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, might make himself a name in the world. As the next verse says, the next verse in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, in Isaiah 63:14, that reads, as the cattle that go down into the valley, the Spirit of the Lord caused them to rest, so didst thou lead thy people to make thyself a glorious name. And here, verse 14 of Yeshayahu, Ka behema babika tereda ruach Yahuwah teniachinu kena ni hagta amecha la esota lecha shema tifaret. As the cattle, ka behema, as the cattle, babika tereda, that go down into the valley, ruach Yahuwah, the Spirit of Jehovah, te nichenu, cause them to rest, te nichenu, kena, niyahagta amecha, so didst thou lead amecha, Ameka, the I people, la esota lecha, shem tifaret, to make thyself, shem tifaret, to make thyself a glorious, tifaret, a glorious shem tifaret. When the children of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, were redeemed, Mimitzrayim, from Egypt, from Kemet, Moses said, not because of your works are you redeemed, but only, according to the words of Shemot of Exodus 10 and 2, but only that thou, the I, mayest tell in the ears of thy son, not because of your works are you redeemed, but only that thou mayest tell in the ears, that thou, the I, mayest tell in the ears of thy son. And that thou mayest tell in the ears of thy son. That is only that thou mayest give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, blessed be He, the glory of having His children declare His praise, His eyes among the nations, among Hagoyi, among the nationalities, the Gentiles, the heathen, the international community. Hence, here it is said, O sing to the Lord a new song. Declare His glory among the nations, even in Psalm 96, Hebraically verse 1 and verse 3. Shiru la Yahuwah shir chadash. Sapru avagoyim kvodo. Oh, sing to Jehovah a new song. Shiru la Yahuwah shir chadash. declare his glory among the nations, the nationalities, international community, the Gentile, Sapru, Bagoi, Kubodo. And what is Kavodo? What is Kabodo? What is his glory? Kabru. What is Kavodo? That his children declare Kavodo, his glory among the Goyim, among the nations. Therefore, it is said, declare his glory among the nations. Sapru avagoyim Kavodo. Sapru bagoyim Kabodo. Declare his glory among the nations, the nationalities, the heathen, the Gentiles, the international community. And so too, Levine Korach, the sons of Korah, said, O God, we have heard with our ears. Our fathers have told us. Our fathers, our patriarchs, have told I and I. Elohim, ve'aznenu shama'inu, evotenu sipru lanu, Elohim, Elohim, ve'aznenu, in our ears, in our azn, ve'aznenu, ve'aznenu shama'inu, we have heard shama'inu, evotenu, our fathers, our patriarchs, evotenu sipru lanu, have told us, have told I and I, sipru lanu. But did not the Bnei Korach, the sons of Korah, the Bnei Korach themselves go Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, out of Kemet, as is said even in Shemot, in Exodus 6 and 24. The sons of Korah, Asir, and Elkanah, and Abiasaph, Uvnei Korach, Asira, ve Elkanah, Va Avi Asaf, and the sons of Korah, U Bnei Korach, Asir, and Elkanah, Wi Elkanah, and Abi Asaf, Wa Abi Asaf, Va Avi Asaf. Then, why did they say, we have heard with our ears, our fathers, our patriarchs have told us, because they prophesied concerning present generations who say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who say to the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, Blessed be He, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, the Universe, why didst thou didst wonders for our fathers? Wilt thou not do them for I and I? The I didst wonders, thou didst wonders for our fathers, wilt thou not do them for us, for I and I? Thus, the next verse here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Mim Dalet, Mim Dalet, verse 2, Hebraically, thou didst a deed in the days of old, Po'ala Pa'alta, be make Edem. The I didst a deed in the days of the Kedem. In the days of the Kedem, Bimei Kedem. Po'alta, Bimei Kedem. This means that the present generation say, what a work, what a work didst thou the I perform in bringing them forth, Mimitzrayim, out of Egypt, out of Kemet, and dividing the sea for them. But thou the I has not done the like for us, but the eye has not done the like for I and I. As scripture says, even in Psalm 115, verse 1, not to us, O Lord, not to us, not to I and I, O Lord, not to I and I. Lo lanu, yo, lo lanu, not to us, not to I and I. Lo lanu, yo, Jehovah, lo lanu, not to us, not to I and I. Thou, the I, did it for them, but not for us, but not for I and I. What does it profit us what thou, the I, didst for our fathers, for our patriarchs? When shall the profit be ours? When shall the profit be I and I's? When thou wilt walk a good sign for us, a good sign for I and I. As it said even in Psalm 86, Hebraically, the 17th verse, Psalm 86, 17, that reads, walk, work in my behalf, a sign for good, work in I behalf, and I in I behalf a sign for good. Eseya imo ot letova, work in my behalf a sign for good. Eseya imo ot letova. Slicker, slicker, slicker. Eseya imi, imi, work, esay, 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 work the I imi. Amy, for me, alt, litova, for good, work in my behalf, Amy, not Imo, Imo in his behalf, but work in my behalf, in I behalf, Eseya, Amy, alt, alt, assign a alt, litova, litova, for good, litova, Eseya, Amy, alta, litova. Thou, the I did a great work, a great walk for former generation in the days of Abraham, the days of Abraham. And what was the great work? According to Bereshit, according to Genesis 14, verse 15, the night itself contended against them. The night itself contended against them. Vayehalek Elehem Lailahu. And he divided himself against them by night. Vayehaleka elehem lailahu, or the night itself contended against them. Vayehaleka elehem lailahu. Hear, 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 Midrash note right here. That is against Abraham's enemies, Abraham's enemies. In rabbinic interpretation, the rabbinic targum, the angel, the angel of night, fought on the side of Abraham. Thou didst a great work for Abraham, Abraham's children also. Thou didst show favor to them, but thou, the I, showest no favor to us. The I showest no favor to I and I. As scripture says, even in Psalm 85, verses 2 and 8, Hebraically, where it reads, Lord, thou hast been favorable to thy land. Show us, show I and I thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us, grant I and I thy salvation. Ratzitai Yehovah Aretzecha. Haenu Yehovah Chatzedecha. Ve'yeshecha titen lanu. Jehovah, thou the I hast been favorable to thy land. Ratzita Yahweh Aretzecha, Jehovah, the eye has been favorable to thy land. Ratzita Yahweh Aretzecha, show us, show I and I thy mercy, O Jehovah, and grant us, grant I and I thy salvation. Harenu Yahweh Chasedecha, v'yesh'echa titen lanu. For when the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, when the Israelites went forth, Mimitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, out of Kemet, they entered into the land, not by their own might, and got possession of it and got possession of Har, not by their own strength, not by their own strength, but because, here, 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 in the words of today's daily psalm, in the words of Mizmor, Mizmor, Mim, Dalet, Mem, Dalet, thou, the I, with thy hand, didst drive out the nations. Thou, with thy hand, didst drive out the nations, the nationalities, the Gentiles, the heathen, the international community. Atta yadika goyim horashita, thou, the I with thy hand. Atta yadika, this drive out the goyim, this drive out the nations. Goyim horashita. Atta yadika goyim horashita. Should you say, it was by their own walks, it was by their own works. And here, 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 another Midrash note, the ET, the edited text, it reads, because of your works, because of your works. And should you say it was by their own works or by your own works, which were good, note. Note that scripture says, even in Yechezkel, in Ezekiel 20 and 18, where it reads, And I said to their children in the wilderness, walk ye, walk y'all not in the statutes of your fathers. Vaomara illa bneihem abamidbara beahu kea votekem alatelehu. And I said to their children, Vaomara illa bneihem in the wilderness, bamidbara, walk y'all, trod y'all not in the statutes, the ordinances, the statutes of your fathers, of your patriarchs. And it also says in Ezekiel 20:7, I said to them, cast ye away every man the detestable things, the detestable things of his eyes. I said to them, cast y'all away every man the detestable things of his eyes. Vayomar elehem. And I said to them, Waomar elehem, cast y'all away every man the detestable things of his eyes. Isha shikutzeya anayo hashliku. Unless and least you should say it was by the swords. Note that scripture. Scripture says, even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Mim Dalet, Mim Dalet, Psalm 44, verse 4, Hebraically, where it reads, for they got not the land in possession by their own sword. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword. Ki lo v'charbam yashu aretz, for not by their own sword. Ki lo b'charbam, did they get the land in possession? Yarshu aretz. And the verse concludes, but by thy right hand and thine arm and the light, the illumination of thy countenance and the light of thy face, because thou wast favorable to them. Ki yaminecha uazeroecha. But thy right hand, ki, for it was thy right hand, ki yaminka, and thine arm, uzeroeka, and the light of thy countenance, the illumination of thy face, with orpaneka, because thou, the eye, was favorable to them. Ki ritzitam, for Ha'el, the true good, the true God, for Ha'el Lohim, went before them by day. Thou, the eye, wast favorable to them. But thou, the eye, art not favorable to us. But the eye be not favorable to I and I. Ha'el said, Ha'el Lohim, the true good, the true God said, indeed, I shall be favorable to you also, to y'all also. And of this, the Bnei Korah, the sons of Korah, were to say, even in the words of Psalm 85, verse 2, Hebraically, that reads, Lord, thou hast been favorable to thy land. Thou, the eye, hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Ratzita Yehovah Aretzeka, Shavta Shavuta Yaakov. Jehovah, thou, the eye, has been favorable to thy land. Ratzita Yehovah Aretzeka, Shavta Shavuta Yaakov. Thou, the eye, has returned the captivity of Jacob, of Yaakov. Shavta Shavita Yaakov. For our soul is bowed down to the dust. Hear, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Mim Dalet, Mim Dalet, Psalm 44, Hebraically, verse 26, where it reads, for our soul, she is bowed down to the dust. Ki yashachah le'afar nafshenu. For our soul, she is bowed down to the dust. Ki yashachah le'afar nafshenu. According to Rav Yitzhak Isaac HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, blessed be He, said to Abraham, even in the words of Bereshith, Genesis chapter 13, verse 16, I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth. And I will make thy seed as the dust, as the afar, as the afar of haaretz. And I will make thy seed, thy race, with samti etazareka ka efar haaretz. And he continued, arise, walk through the land. Arise, walk, trod through the land, in the length of it, of her, and in the breadth of it, of her. For to the eye will I give it, to thee, to the eye will I give her. Even here, Bereshith, Genesis chapter 13, verse 17. Ki leka etanenaha. Arise, kum, arise, walk, trod, hita halek. Trod through the land, O Mahita Haleka Ba'aretz, in the length of it, the length of her, Le Arikaha, and in the breadth of it, the breadth of her, O Le Rachibaha, for to thee, the I, Ki Lika, will I give it, will I give her, Etanenaha. O Mahita Haleka Baret Le Arkaha Ua Le Rachbaha Kiyaleka Etanenaha. Therefore, scripture after saying Kiya Shaha Le Afara Nafshenu, after saying our soul, Nafshenu, our psyche, she is bowed down to the dust. Kiya Shaha Le afara nafshenu. It continues with the words, arise, arise for our help and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. Arise for I and I help and redeem I and I for the I's mercy's sake. Uma ezarata lanu ufdenu lima'ana hasedeka. Arise, uma. Arise, Kuma, for I and I help, Ezratah lanu, and redeem us, redeem I and I, ufde, for thy mercy's sake, ufde lima'ana chasedeka. That is to say, quote, if I and I have good walks, if I and I have good works, redeem us, redeem I and I, but if I and I do not have good walks, good works, redeem us, redeem I and I for thy name's sake, for thy name's sake, for the Hashem's sake, as is said even here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Mim Dalet, Mim Dalet, Psalm 44, Hebraically the 27th verse that reads, redeem us, redeem I and I for thy mercy's sake. Ufde alim ana chasedeka, redeem us, ufde. Redeem us fide for the sake of chasedeka, lit ma'ana chasedeka. Rabbi Berkayu said, when the kingdom of Israel is so far fallen, when the kingdom of Yisrael is so far fallen that it is become like dust, it is become like afar, like the afar, like the dust. Look, as from a watchtower for deliverance, look. As from a watchtower for deliverance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, said to Yisrael, make your good works blossom like the lily, and I shall redeem you forthwith. Make your good works blossom like the lily. And I shall redeem you, redeem the eye forthwith. And what follows at once, even in the next psalm, Mizmor Meim Hei, Mim Hei, Psalm 45, first verse, for him who gives victory, for him who gives victory because of lilies, for him who gives victory because of Shoshanim. Lamnatzeach al Shoshanim. Lamnatzeach al Shoshanim. And the concluding Midrash note right here. Usually this is read the beginning of Mizmor Mim Hei Mem Hei, Psalm 45, a royal marriage, wedding psalm, the coronation psalm. Here it is read for the leader, for the chief musician, upon Shoshanim. La Menatzeach al Shoshanim. For him who gives victory, for the overcomer. La Menatzeach. Because of lilies. Al Shoshanim. Up on Shoshani, 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 Shoshani.
Yes, yes, Shoshani, Shoshani, trumpets, trumpets, trumpets. They went to the Hebrew, the Midrash right here. We are going over the Royal Amharic verse by verse, and I'd like to share right here. I'm going to go a little bit over, you know, a little bit, maybe 10 or so minutes over, hopefully extra right here. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing.
The people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
We got two versions right here. The Royal Amharic, a Bob Marley one, Roots Rock Reggae, and really played the from long time. So here, Roots Rock.
አባቶቻችንም በዘመናቸው በቀድሞ ዘመን የሰራሁን ስራ ነገሩ እጅ አህዛብን አጥፍተህ እነርሱንም ተከል አህዛብን ሳቀየሃቸው አሳደድሃቸው በሰይፋቸው ምድርን አልወረሱ ክንዳቸውም አላዳናቸው ቀኝህና ክንድህ የፊትህም ብርሃን ነው እንጂ ወደሃቸዋል አምላኬና ንጉሴ አንተ ለያዕቆብ መድኃኒትን ዘር ባንተ ጠላቶቻችንን እንወጋቸዋለን በስምህም በላያችን የቆሙትን እናዋርዳቸዋለን በቀስቴ የምታምን አይደለሁምና ሰይፌም አያድነኝምና አንተ ግን ከጠላቶቻችን አዳንህ የሚጠሉንንም አሳፈርህ ሁሉ ጊዜ በእግዚአብሔር እንከብራለን ስምህንም ለዘላለም እናመሰግናለን አሁን ግን ጠላህን አሳፈርህ ሰራዊታችንም ጋር አጥፎህ ከጠላቶቻችንም ፊት ወደ ኋላችን መለስ የሚጠሉንም ተነጣጠቁ እንደ በጎች ሊበሉን ሰጠህ ወደ አህዛብም በተን ህዝብህን ያለ ዋጋ ሰጠህ በመለወጣቸውም ትርፍ የለም ለጎረቤቶቻችን ስድብ በዙሪያችንም ላሉ መሳቂያና መዘበቻ አደረገ በአህዛብ ዘንድ ምሳሌ በህዝብም ዘንድ የራስ መንቀሳቀሻ አደረገ ጉስቁልና የሁል ጊዜ በፊቴ የፊቴም ምፍረት ሸፈነ ከሚሳደብና ከሚላገድ ቃል የተነሳ ከጠላትና ከቂመኛ ፊት የተነሳ ይህ ሁሉ በእኛ ላይ ደረሰ አረሳንህም ኪዳንህንም አልወነጀልንም ልባችን ወደ ኋላው አልተመለሰ ፍለጋችንም ከመንገድ ፈቀቅ አላለ በክፉ ስፍራ አዋርደህናልና በሞት ጥላም ሰውረህናልና የአምላካችንን ስም ረስተንስ ቢሆን እጃችንንም ወደ ሌላ አምላክ አንስተንስ ቢሆን እግዚአብሔር ይህንን አይመረምርም ነበርን እርሱ ልብ የሰወረውን ያውቃልና ስላንተ ሁልጊዜ ተገድለናል እንደሚታረዱን በጎች ሆነናል አቤቱ ንቃ ለምንስ ትተኛለህ ተነስ ለዘወትርም አትጣለን ለምንስ ፊትህን ትሰውራለህ መከራችንና ችግራችንንስ ለምን ትረሳለህ ነፍሳችን በመሬት ላይ ተጎሳቁላለችና ሆዳችንም ወደ ምድር ተጣብቃለችና አቤቱ ተነስና አርዳን ስለ ስምህም
Here, the Royal Amharic, here. This is a new go-through right here of this psalm right here. It's a little full of full, so it's going to go into some of the grace overdrive right here. But hopefully ones and ones will find this mana ready to eat when they're ready to eat. Yes, I. So here, today's daily psalm. Right here, Psalm 44 from the Metzhaf Kedus, verse by verse. Let's just get this right here. You know how we like to do it right here. Yes, I. Here. Burning. Keep it burning. Yes, I.
Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom. Here. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malkat Tzedek Melchizedek. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Mizmor Arba Arat, Mizmor Arba, 40 Arat, 40 and 40. Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom. Here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malkat Tzedek Melchizedek. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Mizmor Arba Arat, Mizmor Arba, 40 Arat, 40 and 4. Right, we have Mezmor Arba Arat. We have Psalm 44, Mezmor Arba Arat. So here, from the Metzaf Kedus, from the Book of the Seven Seals, the Conquering Lion, the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, here from Kenamawi Hale Selassie, the King of Kings Bible, right here. Today's daily psalm, here. Beherawi, Sekoka, Beherawi, National, Beherawi, Sekoka, a national sekoka, a national lamentation. Today's daily psalm also themed a national prayer of intercession in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Hebrew Psalter, right here, from the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals. We have Beherawi Sekoka, a national sekoka, a national lamentation, a national lament. We have clearly in this mezmor the cry of a nation in distress,
a nation in distress. It's like when they say a nation distressed, the flag is like turned upside down. They say when a nation's in distress, they turn the flag upside down. So we have here in Mezmor Arba Arat, Psalm 44, Beherawi Sekoka, a national lament, not a personal lament. It's a cry, a call of a nation in distress. So here, Mikai and I ride up. Lesam'ab, Wewelid, Wemenfes, Kedus, Sahadu Amlak, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the one source. Here, from the Parallel Bible, Mezmore Dawit, here, Parallel Bible version containing in one volume, both the 1611 AD, English, KJV, and the Ethiopian King of Kings, the 1961 AD, Amharic text, originally published by Moa Andesa Zemnegede Yehuda, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah have prevailed. His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, elect of God, the King of Kings of Ethiopia. Here, this was from the Special Jubilee printing in 2011. The HIM, Haile Selassie Bible Version, KJV, compare, contrast, side by side. Here, this volume, we have introduction, annotation, and commentary by I. Gracias, Dinos Tefari. Yes, sir. Yeah, I didn't write here. So here, today's daily psalm is Mure Dawit. Arba sos bekinfwista arba arat. So here, Mezmore, Psalm of David, a good is construct. Mezmore David, Psalm of David. Arba sos, arba, 40 sos, 43 bekinfwist, in parenthesis, arba arat. So the older numbering of today's psalm is 43, corresponding with the later numbering, arba arat. So here we have Mezmor arba arat, beharawi sekoka. Firstly, the superscription. To the chief musician, a psalm for the sons of Korah, Maskil, Bamarinya in the Amharic and King of Kings Bible, Le Mezamran Aleka, Yekore Lijoch Timherit, Le Mezamran Aleka, Le Mezamran, the chanters, the Isises, the chanters, the musician, Le Mezamran Aleka, Aleka, the chief of the chanters, to the chanters' chief, Le Mezamran Aleka, Yekore of Korah, Korach, Korach in the Hebrew, Kore. Amarinya, Yekore of Korah, Lijoch, children, the sons of Korah, Timherit. Timherit here, Timherit Bamarinya is teaching. So give us a teaching of his master, Timherit, the teaching. Teaching of the sons of Korah, Yekore, Lijoch, Timherit. Timherit here, corresponding with Maskil from the Hebrew. Lemezamrana leka, Yekore, Lijoch, Timherit. Here, Kuter An, verse 1. Avietu. Bejorachin Saman Abatochachinim Bezeminacho Bekedmo Zemin Yesarahowin Sara Negarun. We have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us, work thou didst in their days, in the times of old. Abirtu, Abirtu, my father's father, O father of the house, Abirtu. Bejorachin Saman Bejorachin Joro ear. Joroachin, our ears. Bejoroachin, in, by way of our ears. Seman, we have heard. Bejoroachin, Seman, we have heard by way of our ears. Abatochachinim, and our fathers, our patriarchs, our abatoch. Abatochachinim, and our fathers and our patriarchs. Bet zemenacho, in their age, in their season, in their time, in their zemen. Bet zemenacho. Bekedmo, from the Kedem, the previous, the olden time, the times of old. Bekedmo, Zemin, in the ancient age, in the ancient times, in the first times even. Bekedmo, Zemin, Yesarahowin, that which you walked, that which you did, that which you worked. Yesarahowin, that which the eye, male, worked. Sirah, the work that the eye, male, did work. Yesarahowin, Sirah, the work that the eye worked. Negarun. Negerun, negeru, they told us, negerun. Avirtu, bejorachin, saman. Abatochachinim, bezemenacho, beedmo zemen. Yisarahowin, sera, negerun. Kuter hulet, here, verse 2, kuter hulet. Ije, ahzabina, atafach. Inarsunema, tekele. Ahzabin, sakei hacho, asadeda hachowim. How? Thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and plantest them. How thou didst afflict the people and cast them out. Ijih, ijih, ij, in Amharic hand, ijih.
the I, male hand, Ije, Ahizab bin, Ahizab, the peoples, the heathens, the goyim, the nations, the nationality, the peoples, Ije, Ahizab bin, Atefach, Atefach, she destroyed your hand, Ije, Ije, your hand, destroyed the heathen, the Gentiles, the Ahizab, Ije, Ahizab bin, Atefach, Enarsunim, Enarsu, they themselves, pronoun for they, Enarsu, Enarsunim, and they themselves, Tekele, 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 you planted they themselves, Ahizabin, the nations, the other nations, the Goyim, the Gentiles, the heathen, Ahizabin, Sakehacho, Sakehacho, you afflicted them, Sakehacho, Sakehacho, you afflicted them, Asaded Dahachawim, and you cast them out, and you drove them out. Asaded Dahachawim. Ije, Ahizabin Atefach, Narsunim, Tekele. Ahizabin Sakehacho, Asaded Dahachawim. Kuter Sos, verse 3. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor to them. Besefacho midrina ala waresu, kena dachowim ala danacho, kenyuhinna, kendih, ye fitahim abrahano inji, wede dehachowalina. Besefacho, safe, sword, besefacho, in by way of their sword, besefacho, midrin, midrin, the midr, the land, the earth, the land, sefacho, midrin, al waresum, they did not inherit, al waresum, they did not inherit the midr, the land, besefacho, besefacho, midrin, al waresum, kindachowim, and their arm, aladanacho, aladanacho, kendachowim, aladanacho, and their arm, aladanacho, did not make them dehna, did not make them well, did not say to save them. Their own arm, neither did their own arm save them. Kendachowim, aladanacho, kenye, kenye, the eye, right hand, the eye, kenye, 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 the eye, right hand, kenye, hinna, and kende, kende, and arm. Enyehina kende, thy right hand and thy arm. Yet feet to him, and of thy face, of thy countenance, thy perception, yet feet to him, burhan, the light of thy face, thy countenance, burhano, it is the light of thy face, thy countenance, yet feet to him, burhano inji. However, it was the light. In other words, here, bringing out the sense that it was not their arm, wasn't their sword, right, that caused them to inherit the land. It was not their arm that saved them, but it was your right hand, kenyehina, and kendeh, and your arm, yeah, feet to him, burhan, no, and ji. However, it was the light of your countenance, of your face, your right hand and arm. Wede de hachwalina, wede de hachwalina, because you love them, because the I male loveth them. Besefacho midrin al waresum, kendachowim aladanacho, kenyehina kende, yefitahim brahanonji, wede de hachwalina. Kuter arat, verse 4. Thou, the I, art my king, O God, command deliverances for Jacob. Amlakena neguse antene. Le Yaakov medchani tehin, medchani teneh, izez. Amlake, my source, amlak, source, amlake, my source, corresponding to my God, amlake, my source, na, and amlake na, my source, and neguse, and my king. Amlake na, neguse, ante ne, ante, the I male ne, be, you, the I be, amlake na, neguse, the I be, my source. And my king, le Yaakov, for Jacob, for Yaakov, medchanitneh, izez, medchanit, medanit, medchanit, salvation, deliverance, dechna, wellness, salvation, deliverance, le Yaakov, medchanitneh, izez, izez, command, izez, command, le Yaakov, for Jacob, medchanit, medchanit, medanit, salvation, deliverances. I'm like na nguse antene le Yaakov medchanitne izez kuter ames verse 5. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us, that rise up against we. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against we. Be ante elato chachinin ina wegachualen be simihim belayachin yek omutin ina wardachualen be ante in ante in the eye male and none other be ante telatochachinin telatoch enemies telatochachin our enemies telatochachinin in the wagachwalen. In Wagachwalin, we will spear, to say spear, like wiga, 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 like we will push down, but it's like to almost like to attack or to strike in that sense. Like Krav Maga, Waga, right? Krav Maga through the eye. The anted Ratochachnin in a Wagachwalin. We will push them down, but it has more of a forceful sense. We will almost like we will juke them. As we say, we would juke them. The ante in the eye, male, telato chachinin, our enemies, our haters, telato chachinin, in our gachualin. Be simihim, be simih, sim, name, simih, in the eye, male name, be simih, in the eye, male name, be simihim, and in the eye, male name, be simihim, belayachin, above us, above I and I, belayachin, above I and I, yek omutin, those who komu, kama, kom, those who rise up, yek omutin, in our wardachwalen, we will tread them down, or in a sense, like we will humiliate, right, them, right, who rise up against I and I, besimihim, in the I, male name, beante, telatochachinin, in our gachwalen, besimihim, belayachina, yek omutin, in our wardachwalen, kuter sidis, verse 6. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. Bekesteya yematamen ayad lehuminna seifim ayad nenyimna. For I will not trust in my bow. Bekeste kest bow keste my bow. Bekeste in my bow yematamen. To trust, to have confidence, to tamen, to trust, to have faith, yem tamen. Ayadalahu minna. I will not be like trusting in my bow. Bekesteya yem tamen. Ayadalahu minna. Seifim, safe. Sword, seife. My sword, seifim. And my sword, ayadenenye minna. Will not save me, will not save I, will not make I dehna. My sword will not make I dehna, will not save I. The keste ayem tamen, I delahu minna. Sefem ayadnenyim minna. Kuter sebat, verse 7. But thou hast saved I and I from our enemies, and thou hast put them to shame that hated us. Antagin, katalatochachin, adanhen, yemiyat aluninim, asafer hacho. Ante again, ante, the I, male, ante, the pronoun when speaking to a male directly, ante, the I, gin, however, ante again, but the I, ka telato chachin, our haters, ka, from telato chachin, from our haters, our enemies, adanahen, you have dehna I and I, you made I and I well, dehna, adanahen, you have saved I and I, yemiyat aluninim, Yemiyat alunanim, and those who hate I and I, Yemiyat alunanim, Asafer hacho, you have caused them shame. You have caused them shame. You shame them. Antagin, kat alasochachin adanahen, Yemiyat alunanim, Asafer hacho. Kutar cement, verse 8. In God we boast all the day long, and praise thy name forever, Selah. Hul gizeh ve gizyah viherinna kavralin. Simhinim al zlalem inamesaginalin. Hul gizeh. Hul all gizeh. All the time. Hul gizeh always. All the time. Be egziaviher. In the sustainer, in egziaviher. In the sustainer, the good, the generous, the excellent ab. Be egziaviher. In sustainer. In the kavralin. In the kavralin. We glory.
in the Kabral land. We celebrate, we elaborate, we glory. The I name, the I male name, the Hashem, Simhinim, and the I male name, Lezalalem. Always, forever, to time indefinite, Lezalalem, Inameseginalen, Inameseginalen. We will praise, we will Isis praise thy name forever, to time indefinite. Hurgizebe, Gaziavian Kabralen, Simhinim, Lezalem, Inameseginalen, Kutar Zeteng. Verse 9. But thou hast cast off and put us to shame, and goest not forth forward with our armies. Ahungin, elahen, asafarhenim, kasarawi, tachnim, gar, atawetam. Ahun, ahun, now, ahun, ahun, gin, ahun, now, gin, but now. Ahun, now, but now. Ahun, gin, elahen, elahen, you have cast us, you have like thrown us down, elahen, you've thrown us down, you've cast us down, asafarhenim, and you have put us to shame, asafarhenim, kasarawi etachnim gar, and with our sarawit, with our host, with our army, with our campaign, kasarawit tachnim gar, atawetam, and you goeth not forth, you're not amongst our hosts, our armies, our campaign. Ahun gin elahen asafarahenim, kasarawi tachnim garatawetam, kutar asir. Verse 10. Thou makest us to turn back from the enemy, and they that hate us spoil for themselves. Katratochachnim afita wadehualachin, melesahen, yemiat elunim te net atekun, yemiat elunim te net atekun. Katratochachnim feet. From our enemies, from the face of our enemies, the presence of our enemies. Kat latochachnim feet, water toward hualachin, our back. So from the face of our enemies towards our back, backward, toward our back. Malesahen, you turn us, you return us from the face of our enemies towards our back. Yemiat alunim. And those who hate I, yemi'at alunim, and those who hate I, tenetatekun, they snatch, they spoil for themselves. Katalato chachinema fita wadohalachina meleshen, yemi'at alunim, tenetatekun. Kutar asara'an, verse 11. Thou hast given us like sheep appointed for meat, and has scattered us among the heathen. In the begocha liya belun, set a hen, wada ahzabim, betenahen. In the like begoch, like sheep. In the begoch, like sheep, li belun. For them to eat us like sheep. In the begoch li belun, set a hen. You have given us to be eaten like sheep. Wada ahzabim, wada towards ahzab. Ahzab, the nations, other peoples, the nations, the goyim, the heathen. Wada ahzabim, and toward the heathen, towards the nations. Betenahen, you have scattered us. You have scattered I and I. In the begocha li belun, set a hen. Wada ahzabim ah betenahen. Kutar asara hulet, verse 12. Thou sellest thy people for naught, and dost not increase thy wealth by their price. Hizbihin yalewaga sete be melewetachowima turf yellem. Hizbih, your people. Hizbihin, your people. Yale, without waga. Yalewaga, without price, without value. Sete, you, yourself, the I, has given your people without price. Has given your people without value, without price. His behin yalawaga seta be melewet achawim. Be melewet achawim. And in their change, or they're being given, and in their change, melewet achawim. And like in the exchange, like this is like almost like in financial, in a business sense. Be melewet achawim turf profit. And in the exchange, turf yellem. There is no profit in the exchange. Turf yellem. His behin yalawaga set bemelowet achuwim turf yellem. Kutarasara source, verse 13. Thou makest us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us, that are round about I and I. Le gorebe tochachin, sidib. Bezuriachinema la lua mesakiana mezebecha adaregahen. Le for gorebe tochachin, gorebet. Gorebet, neighbor, neighborhood, gorebeto chachin, our neighbors, and for our neighbors, le gorebeto chachin, sidib, sidib, an insult, like a blasphemy, like a reproach, a sidib, an insult, injury, right, like a word, injury, like a word of insult, le gorebeto chachin, a sidib, a reproach to our neighbors, be zuriachinim, and round us, those around, zuria, like round, zuriachin, round us, be zuriachin, around us, be zuriachinim, and around us, lalu, 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 for those who be zuriachinim, lalu, for those who be round about us, mesakia, mesakia, like a derision, like a scorn in the sense of sakia, like a derision, right, almost a thing of like laughing, scorning, laughing, mocking, right? And zebecha, mezebecha, and a derision, a direct hand. You have made us a scorn and a derision. Le gorebeto chachin, sidip. Bezuriachinim lalu, mesakiana, mezebecha, a direct hand. Utarasara arat, verse 14. Thou makest us, makest I and I, a byword among the heathen, a shaking of the head among the peoples. Be ahizab zena misale, be hizbima zen, yet rasa, menak esak esha, adarek hen. Be ahizab zen, ahizab, the people, the heathen, the goyim, the Gentiles, amongst or through the Gentiles, through the nations, the heathen. Be ahizab zen, misale. Misale is a proverb, misale is a parable or allegory. Be ahizab zena misale, thou makest us, it says, a byword among the heathen, a proverb, a parable, an allegory among the nations, the international community. Be ahizab zen misale, be hizbim zen, and among the hizb, and among the people, the people. So we have the peoples, right, a misale, a byword, a proverb, a parable, be hizbim zen, and among the people, singular, yeras, ras, the head of the head, yeras, menak esak esha, a shaking, as it were, like a moving, to say like a shaking, yerasa menak esak esha, adarek hen, you have made us a shaking of the head, and a misale, a proverb, a parable, an allegory among the nations. Be ahizab zen misale, be hizbim zen, yerasa menak esak esha, adarek hen. Kutarasara amis, verse 15. My confusion is continually before me, and the shame of my face have covered me, have covered I. Gwisakulanayi hulgizim befiteno, yefiteim ifreta shefeneng, shefeneng. Gwisakulanayi hulgizim befiteno, yefiteim ifreta shefeneng, shefeneng. My confusion. Here we have gwisakulanayi, gwisakulanayi. Right, like my confusion, like my miserable confusion, right, my miserable confusion, gwisakulna, gwisakulna ye, my confusion, my miserable confusion, hulgize, and always my miserable confusion, befite, in my face, in my presence, befite, nau, it is always in my face, in my presence, my miserable confusion, gwisakulna ye, hulgize, befite, no, ye, fite, and of my face, of my presence, ifret, ifret, the shame. Yefitem ifret shefeneng, shefeneng has covered, and ifret, shame, has covered my face, my perspective, my presence. Gwisakulnaye hulgize befiteno. Yefitem ifreta shefeneng. Kutarasara sadist, verse 16. For the voice of him that reproacheth and blasphemeth by reason of the enemy and avenger. Kamiya sadebina, kamiya lageda kalyatanesa, kak latina, kak imenya fita yatanesa, no. For the voice of him that reproaches and blasphemeth. Kamiya sadeb, the one that insulteth, right? Insulteth, I'm like name calleth, insulteth. Kamiya sadebina, kamiya laged, and that blasphemeth, right? That reproaches and insulteth and blasphemeth. Kal. Al, the voice, the kal yetanesa, due to the voice of the one who reproacheth, who insulteth, and blasphemeth. Kamiya sadebina, kamiya lageda kal yetanesa, cut alantana cut imenya fita yatenesano. Due to, by reason of, the talat, the face of the talat, the hater, the talat cut alantana from the hater, due to the hater, the enemy, and the imenya cut imenya feet, the presence. Here, it says, by reason of the enemy and avenging KJV, the Negusenegas Targum, the King of Kings Bible, brings it out a little more better. Cut alatana kuk imenya fitit nesano. Not just by reason of the enemy and avenger, but due to the face, the presence, the perception of the enemy and avenger. Cut alatana kuk imenya fit yet nesano. Kamiya sadebina kamiya lageda kal yetanesa. Cut alatana kuk imenya fit yet nesano. Kutala Asara Sabat, verse 17. Kutala Asara Sabat, all this is come upon us, yet have we not forgotten thee, neither have we dealt falsely in thy covenant. Yeh hulu benya lai derese, ala resa nihim, kidanihinim ala wenajelinim. Yeh this hulu, this all, be'inya, inya, we, be'inya, upon us, lie, up on us, be'inya, lie, upon us, derese. All this is reached, all this has reached upon us, against us, yeh hulu, be'inya, lie, derese. Al resanihim, we have not forgotten thee, we have not forgotten thee. Al resanihim, kidanihinim, kidan. Covenant, kidanit, the eye male covenant, kidanihinim, and as for the eye male covenant, Allah wenajelinim, we have not dealt falsely, we have not been criminal. To bring out the sense, we have not been criminal and criminality, right, in thy covenant. In thy covenant, we have not been false, we have not dealt with it falsely, or in the sense of the criminality. Yehulu benya lai darrese, al resanihim, kidanihinim, Allah wenajelinim. Utarasara cement, verse 18. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from thy way. Libachin, wadachwalawa ala temelesem. Filagachinema ka menegedihe fekeka alalem. Libachin, our heart, our lib. Libachin, our heart, our lib. Libachin, wadachwalaw, towards its back. Our heart towards its back, al temelesen, our heart is not turned back, our heart towards its back is not turned, right? Lebachin, wodechwalau, al temelesen, filagachinim, and our steps, filagachinim, our steps, ka mengedi, mengedi, the eye, male way, ka mengedi, from the eye way, fekek alalem. Has not declined, has not strayed. Fekek alalem, has not declined from the I way. Lebachin wadachwalau al temelesem. Filagachinema come and gedi, fekek alalem. Kutar asara zeteng, verse 19. Though thou hast sore broken us, broken I and I, in the place of dragons and covered us with the shadow of death. Bekufu sifra. Awardehenalina, bemotat elam, soarehenalina. Bekufu, kufu, kufu, evil. Bekufu in an evil sifra, in an evil place, an evil cipher. Bekufu, sifra, evil place. Awardehenalina. You have humiliated us, you have brought us down. Awardehenalina, for you have brought us down. Bekufu, sifra, in an evil place. Bemot, ilam. Bemot in death, mot death, tila, shade, shadow, bemota tilam, and in the shadow, the shade of death, so rehenalina, you have covered us, you have hidden, here we have so rehenalina, for you have hidden us, bemota tilam, in the shadow of death, for you have hidden us in the shadow of death. Bekufua sifra, awardehenalina, bemota tilama so rehenalina, kutat haya, verse 20. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to a strange God, Yamlakachinina Sima Restenissa Bihot, Ejachinima Wada Leila Amlaka Nissa Tenissa Bihot, yeah, Amlakachin, our source. Let's say our God, but Amlakachin, our source. Yeah, Amlakachinin of our source, Sim. name, Yamlakachinin Sim, the name of our source, Resatanis, forgetting, we forgetting Bihon, if we forgot, if we have forgotten. Restanis Bihon, Restanis Bihon, if we have forgotten Yamlakachinin Sim, Restanis Bihon, if we have forgotten the name of our source, Ejachininima, Wadalilam Laka Nisatanis Bihon, Ejachat. Ejachin, ej, hand, ejachin, our hands, ejachininim. And as for our hands, to say our hands, our hand, whether toward Layla, another, toward another amlak, whether Layla amlak, toward another source, whether Layla amlak, anistanis, lifting, in that sense of lifting, if we've lifted our hand, like saluted and lifted our hand, anistanis bihon, if we have lifted our hand, whether Layla amlak, to another source. Yamlakachinina sim arrestanisabihon, ejachinima wedelela amlaka anistanisabihon, kutara haya an, verse 21. Shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Exiavihir, yihinina ayam remrima nabarin, arsu lib ye sawarawina yaukale.